We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, happy anniversary, New York City. 40 years after they had a big power outage, they had another one Saturday night, in the middle of Manhattan and Broadway. A lot of the Broadway musicals had to be canceled because of the power failure caused by a transformer fire, turns out, that was in Manhattan. Kind of interesting because it was the first fire in New York City not ignited by the New York Mets bullpen.
Hey, so, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
I'm just happy to be alive.
Yeah, well.
Could you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
It is indeed. Here we go. Getting underway on the Monday. Can't trust that day edition. With yours truly, the president of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Great to have you along. Hope you had a good weekend. It was sweltering hot. Tried to stumble out on the golf course Saturday up at Cherokee Valley Course and Club. They had a big outing where we played with a bunch of the staff members and then played Sunday at Pebble with a bunch of the guys over there. But anytime you get on the golf course now, it's hard to swing because you feel as if you are trying to play golf while wearing a wet wool blanket. You know, muggy enough for you out there. So, hydrate. Got to hydrate. Got to stay hydrated. Great to have you along as we get rolling here on Monday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Oh, breaking news today. What do you know? WCSC-TV in Charleston reporting this afternoon. A former South Carolina DOT commissioner has been accused of accepting bribes in exchange for awarding government infrastructure projects. This according to federal court documents. I know. This is shocking news. This is stunning. Unbelievable. That in the pristine and unethically challenged atmosphere that is Columbia, South Carolina, that cesspool of corruption, that we got a former Department of Transportation commissioner accused of accepting bribes. He's going to go away to the Gray Bar Hotel for a while. But, of course, there is no connection between his activities and those of his father-in-law, the president pro tem of the South Carolina State Senate and the most powerful politician in the state. No connection should be drawn between these, or between the fact that he got appointed to the SCDOT to begin with. How did this guy end up as a commissioner? Oh, right. It's who you know. Or in this case, who you're related to by marriage. John Hardy is the individual we are speaking of. You may recall that my friends Dave Schwartz with Freedom Action Network of South Carolina and Ashley Landis with the Nerve.org and South Carolina Policy Council have talked at length about Mr. Hardy. He had previously been accused of obstructing a federal investigation back in January. Isn't this funny? We hear all this talk about Donald J. Trump and possible obstruction of justice, and yet, right here in South Carolina, here's a guy who apparently actually did it. But it wasn't until a sentencing document was made public today that it became clear what the investigation entailed. A witness kept confidential in the sentencing memorandum, because, you know, people that drop the dime on individuals like this have a tendency to end up either in a horrible accident or they get so depressed about having turned state's evidence that, what do you know, they committed suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head twice or something. A witness kept confidential in the sentencing memorandum told investigators that Mr. Hardy provided bribes and kickbacks to public officials in exchange for the award of government infrastructure contracts. Well, that leads to another question, does it not? If he provided bribes and kickbacks to public officials, which public officials did he provide the bribes and kickbacks to? Inquiring minds want to know. The witness claimed he paid money to Hardy for contracts, but couldn't identify a project that had been awarded based on his own payments. Which, now that I think about it, makes Hardy's actions even worse. He took the guy's money and then failed to deliver. You know, wouldn't you think if you bribe somebody, they at least have the good taste to stay bribed? Apparently not. According to the federal documents, Hardy and the witness had multiple recorded conversations about the payments and how best to explain them to the FBI. Yeah, that could be a little problematic. Oh, I took Mr. Hardy to lunch. That was it. Yeah, we went to lunch for $10,000. Well, you know, I had a few drinks. You know how those bar tabs can really mount up before you know it. Attorneys for the government stated they cannot prove that Hardy engaged in a, quote, official act as required by the federal bribery statute. According to the memorandum, the federal government is recommending Hardy to be sentenced to anywhere between 10 and 16 months. Am I correct in thinking this is like only the second guy in that cesspool that is Columbia that's gone to jail? A sentencing hearing had been scheduled for June, but has since been delayed. Hardy served on the commission most recently from 2014 to 2018. We talked in the past at great length about, you know, these highway signs that you see that contain information about various restaurants and gas stations that are at the upcoming exit? You know, say exit 164 or whatever. You know, there's a Mickey D's and a Pizza Hut and what have you. Right. Well, the company that actually employed Mr. Hardy in his day job just happened to get the contract from the SCDOT for those highway signs, which they then turned around and sold, of course, to various commercial entities that wanted to let people know when they're on the interstate, you know, what's available at the exit up ahead. Yeah. And the fact, of course, we should not draw any untoward conclusions from the fact that while Hardy was working for this ad company that just happened to get the contracts for these highway signs, that he was also serving as a South Carolina Department of Transportation commissioner. But no conclusions should be drawn from this. Oh. I'm thinking there are multiple other shoes that remain to drop here. Whether we'll ever see them drop, of course, is another question entirely. But in the sentencing memorandum, the witness told investigators that John Hardy provided bribes and kickbacks to public officials in exchange for government contracts. So who did he provide those bribes and kickbacks to would be the next relevant question. Yeah, I know. Waiting to see those names is like waiting for the next forecast of snow here in South Carolina in July. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. President Trump lets the squad have it. You know what? Go back where you came from. And the liberal media goes nuts when conservatives say stuff like this every day of the week. But, of course, when Donald J. Trump says it, oh, shocking, stunning, racist, all the rest. Yeah, right. Be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:22 here on the hot and steamy Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In on my text line, 71307. Bobby, the squad needs a more appropriate nickname, something like the Mensa Squad, or how about the Brain Trust, or maybe the Think Tank. Yeah, that would work. Bobby, I retired from county government. It would make your blood boil to watch some of these crooks in action. Yeah, I know. Bobby, sure as clockwork, Vince is outraged by the unbridled tweets from our dear leader. Why are we not surprised? Vince would go around the world twice in order to avoid giving Trump any credit. I'm so tired of his never-Trumper ways and the juvenile delinquents he panders to in the Charlotte studio. Bobby, do we have an attorney general in South Carolina? Yeah, we do. Alan Wilson is his name. How does this corruption keep happening without our attorney general being aware of it? Dear Mr. McLean, in my household, Mr. Hardy is now known as he who shall not be named. Out of sight, out of mind, trust me, signed Hugh L. Florence, South Carolina. Yeah, he who shall not be named. Bob, I believe the technical term for dead witnesses is Clintonside. Cheers. Bobby, I found that stumbling around on the golf course is directly associated with having a 12-pack when you started. Could be a factor. Could be a factor in this entire equation. Bobby, whatever happened to the good old days? You know, it used to be when you bought a politician, they stayed bought. I know it. And at least they would have the good taste to deliver. You know, I mean, you bribe them and you end up with nada, zero, zip, zilch, nothing. And so what do? Well, you call your friends at the FBI. You know, there's a big wheel of karma turns again, crushing a former SCDOT commissioner. Meantime, President Trump, once again, verbalizing the feelings of millions of Americans over the weekend and, you know, paying the usual price for it with the lamestream commies in the media and Pelosi. Are you aware of this? Pelosi's a racist? Yeah. I love it when the left starts devouring each other. You know, they start chewing off their own arms. Now the members of the squad, AOC and the others, have said that Pelosi's a racist for saying, you know, well, there's only four of them. They only got four votes. But that's racist, you know, because these are women of color. President Trump doubling down today. Attaboy. President Trump doubling down after taking heavy fire for inflammatory tweets calling on Democrat congresswomen to go back where they came from. Even though most of his intended targets were born in America, as he called on those same lawmakers to apologize and chastise the party for defending them. When will the radical left congresswomen apologize to our country, the people of Israel, and even to the office of the president for the foul language they have used and the terrible things they've said? So many people are angry at them and their horrible and disgusting actions, the president tweeting. He continued, if Democrats want to unite around the foul language and racist hatred spewed from the mouths and actions of these very unpopular and unrepresentative congresswomen, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I can tell you that they made Israel feel abandoned by the U.S. Infighting between the dim establishment led by the Wicked Witch of the West, Nancy Pelosi, and young progressives led by AOC effectively paused Sunday when they united to condemn the president's Twitter broadside as racist. You know why? The people united will never be defeated, right? The offending tweets had said Democrat congresswomen should go back and fix the corrupt and crime-infested places they came from and then come back and show us how it's done. Anybody remember all the huge gangs that were running Somalia? Anybody that ever saw Black Hawk Down, which was about Mogadishu, which is where one of these women is from? These women, AOC, Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat Michigan, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Somalia, and Representative Ayanna Pressley, no relation to Elvis, had recently been at odds with Pelosi, with Ocasio-Cortez accusing the speaker of targeting young women of color in Congress with dismissive comments she made in a New York Slimes interview. But Pelosi came to their defense after Trump's tweets. When Donald Trump tells four American congresswomen to go back to their countries, he reaffirms his plan to make America great again, has always been about making America white again. Here we go. Our diversity is our strength and our unity is our power. Did President Trump say anything about their race? I don't recall reading that. I believe the president was being critical of them for their criticism of America. AOC writing, it's important to note that the president's words, why day, telling four American congressmen of color to go back to your country, is hallmark language of white supremacists. Here we go. Trump feels comfortable leading the GOP into outright racism, and that should concern all Americans. Well, they accuse him of racism every time he turns around. They keep bringing up Charlottesville and misquoting what he said to make it appear that he was supporting white supremacists there, which is an absolute lie. Trump appeared unbowed last night, suggesting it was so sad to see Democrats sticking up for their fellow lawmakers. Speaking of foul language, Rashida Tlaib, right back at that stand, you remember she used some not safe for family listening language a while back about President Trump. And she decided, you know, since it offended a lot of people last time, she would do it again. So we'll tell you about her latest course outburst. Yeah, when we come right back, Annie is ready to go in the news center, 329 here on the Bobby Mac Show. The Monday edition rolls on here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Side effects may include drowsiness and loss of appetite.
Well, we got the drowsy part. You know, it's really hot. And one of my own personal mottos is it's never too early to take a nap. 24 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition with Bob and the Bobettes.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Is indeed Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the button, screening the callers, making sure the trains run on time. And, of course, as you just heard, little Annie in the news center keeping us apace with breaking news. Speaking of news, one of the members of the Mensa squad, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, her name is like Brett Favre, you know? How do you get Favre out of F-A-V-R-E? Shouldn't it be like Favre? But that doesn't sound like an NFL quarterback. You know, Favre has a substantially more masculine sounding, I guess. Is that sexist, Moneypenny? Eh, who cares? Her name is Rashida Tlaib, T-L-A-I-B. Now, to be pronounced Tlaib, shouldn't the A be in front of the L? But we won't quibble. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib stood firm in her conviction that President Trump will be impeached. She's delusional. While speaking to an audience of liberals Saturday, I'm sure they ate that up with a spoon. She was speaking at Netroots Nation. You want to see communism on the march. You want to see hammer and sickle in action. You want to see progressive socialist Democrats gathered en masse. You should have been at Netroots Nation in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Speaking there, Tlaib echoing a line from January that drew criticism for its profanity. Tlaib repeated saying, "We're going to impeach the MF-er. Don't worry. I will not back down impeaching the lawless president. He will not be above the law and get away with it on my watch." Yeah, her two-year watch, which is 7 months in. Stay strong. Stay strong on this, brothers and sisters. I added the brothers and sisters part. That sounded more communist. If we don't call him out, if we don't push for this, who is going to be the next crooked CEO that runs for president? You know they're coming. Well, even worse than that, who will be the next crooked community organizer that runs for president? Tlaib made waves in January when just hours after being sworn in, she was swearing at the president, telling a liberal gathering. Wasn't that like a Muslim group that she was speaking to? I think it was, like CARE, Council for American Islamic Relations, which is a front group for Hamas, by the way. When just hours after being sworn in, she told a liberal gathering, "We're going to go in and impeach the mother effer." Nice. Speaking of mothers, Rashida, do you kiss your mom with that mouth? Representative Ilhan Omar, who appeared on stage with Tlaib, called Trump the king of distraction. "It's a constant pile of garbage that comes out of his mouth. The Minnesota Democrat said he has pushed us down to a level of elementary. I think it's not even elementary. It's preschool playground. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has been accused by this Mensa squad of being a racist. This is rich. You know, when we get to the point where they're calling each other racist, you know, and sexist and xenophobic and everything else, then, you know, they are disintegrating before our very eyes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has so far resisted an impeachment inquiry into Trump. That's good. This Tom Steyer character was here in South Carolina campaigning in the Lowcountry over the weekend. I saw some footage of him, some TV vid. He was speaking at a restaurant in Charleston. Where's this guy from? Is he from California or Oregon or Washington? He's from Libland. I don't know what state he's from. Anyway, the guy, here we are in the middle of July, right? In the Lowcountry, where, of course, it's not humid at all down there either. Yeah, right. The mosquito, I don't know if you've ever lived down there, but I lived in Charleston for a while, and believe me, the mosquitoes are so big down there, they will pick you up and carry you off, okay? They'll take you from east of the Cooper to west of the Ashley before you know it. So here is Steyer, and he's wearing a long sleeve shirt and a tie and a wool jacket, like a blazer. Winter weight. All wool. Way to relate to you to the your potential constituents, Tom. You just prove automatically you have no conception of what life is like in the southeastern United States. You twit. Showing up wearing a wool jacket. Yeah, that's a guy I'm voting for, all right. He doesn't even know it's 110 degrees in the shade, and he's wearing a winter sport coat. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley said Friday he's worried time is running out to impeach Trump, but acknowledged that the Republican-controlled Senate is unlikely to hold a trial or convict Trump, even if he is impeached by the House, which is majority Democrat. Well, Senator, why don't you lay out a few charges while you're at it? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Donald Trump is guilty, guilty, guilty of having won an election. Yeah. So he's got to go. He's got to go. And the other members of this quad. That's it, the quad squad. There's four of them. Let's go the quad squad. I don't know. I kind of like the Mensa squad better, though. Freshman Representative Ilhan Omar, a Democrat from Somalia, on Saturday questioned the patriotism of American-born citizens, claiming, and I quote, she probably loves this country more than anyone who is naturally born in the United States. That's rich. Omar, participating in the foreign policy panel at the liberal Netroots Nation conference, where she made her comment, Omar began her remarks by making light of her past anti-Semitic comments and the backlash that's resulted from them, something that I get criticized for all the time. It's not what you think, so don't gasp, Omar said, prompting laughter from the panel and the audience. Oh, she's so clever. She's amusing. Jocularity. It is that I am anti-American because I criticize the United States. I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born, and because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy. Well, to paraphrase our president, Representative Omar, if you hate it so much, if you are ashamed to continue to live in its hypocrisy, get your butt back to Somalia. Clean up Mogadishu. She went on to talk about how people ask her why she can't be more like an American. noting how it used to be a very positive thing. We export American exceptionalism, the great America, the land of liberty and justice. If you ask anybody walking on the side of the street somewhere in the middle of the world, they will tell you America the Great. But we don't live those values here. That hypocrisy is one that I'm bothered by. I want America the Great to be America the Great. Well, here's a thought. Representative Omar, if America wasn't great, then why in the world did we allow you to come here in the first place? You America-hating words I can't verbalize on the radio? 4:15, be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 4:09 here on the Bobby Mack Show. RNC, by the way, the Republican National Committee is gearing up a number of things. One of them, right across the border in North Carolina, is going to be happening later this week. We'll have a guest coming up right at the top of the hour to talk about those activities, as well as everything that has transpired over the weekend. In on the text line, 71307. Hey, Bobby, America's such a terrible place that Omar married her brother to get him here. Bobby, Alexandria Banana Dana and her squad have confused women of color with women of colon. Could be. Hey, Bobby, let's call the squad the Zoo Crew. Bobby, Democrats know Trump had to have cheated to win because they cheated in every way for Hillary, and she still lost. True enough. Hi, Bob. Hope you had a great weekend. From Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Hope you did, too. It was nice. Hot, but nice. Bobby, never mind those mosquitoes in Charleston. In Paragould, Arkansas, the mosquitoes have landing lights and numbers painted on their wings. That's big. That is big. Bob, what was even stranger over the weekend is Trump defending Pelosi. Yeah, when the Mensa crew said that Pelosi's criticism of them was racist. And what's the great line from Napoleon? You know, when your enemy is busy making mistakes, just get out of their way and continue to. And if you can, you know, encourage them to make more mistakes. I think that's what President Trump was doing there. Bob, they should already know most crooked CEOs are Democrats. Tom Steyer, by the way, comes to mind. Bobby, heard some people talking about WORD on a flight back from Florida, and you were mentioned. Oh, yeah? What have you heard? keep up the good work. From Gerald in Cowpens. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate that. Bob, AOC is second generation. Tlaib is first. Omar and Norma Torres are naturalized citizens. Is it any wonder that they still revere their ancestral home countries? Bob, about Mr. Hardy, the former SCDOT commissioner, maybe he bribed himself. Possibility. Yeah. Could be schizophrenic. And I didn't even realize he was bribing himself. Now, Bob, in all honesty, the districts the dumb squad represent are liberal assholes. Now, Bob, the Democrats with no real solutions for this nation, so as usual, they call Trump racist. Yeah. Is there a more useless accusation any more than calling somebody racist? Bobby, all four of those scumbag anti-American congresswomen need to be 5'5'6". That would be a Ruger AR-556 is the reference. Bobby, I took Trump's tweet to go back where you came from to mean go back to their congressional districts, because each and every one of them is a cesspool. Bobby, maybe Squawk Box Squad? Or is that cardboard appropriation? I give up. Too much appropriation. Bobby, how is it President Trump's fault that these three stooges plus one are all minorities? Bob, the president came to Pelosi's defense when she was called a racist by the squad. What does Pelosi do in return? Oh, sure. Attacks the president. And that's fine. You know, that's what we expect. Bobby, the Dow Jones has been up past 27,000 since late last week, which I believe is a record. It is. But haven't heard a word about it. No surprise there. You know, maybe it will be on the CBS Evening News tonight with Nora O'Donnell as a debut, a new anchor. I believe we have some updates on that. Can we roll the CBS Evening News update, please?
Tonight, Nora O'Donnell takes over the CBS Evening News.
Nobody cares!
Following a tradition of CBS Hall of Fame broadcasters like Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, and Tom Brokaw.
He was on NBC!
People will be tuning in to see Nora O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 watches the news anymore.
She won't be just reporting the news.
Our goal is not to follow the news, we're going to break news.
Twitter breaks all the news now.
Starting tonight, the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell.
Nobody under 50 cares.
Yeah, no kidding.
Go get him, Nora.
You tell him, Gramps. Our goal is not just to bring you the news, but to make the news. In fact, we'll go further than that, to make the news up. And they do on a nightly basis. In on the text line, Bobby, then the Squawk Squad. Could that work? Blackbirds may be offended. By the way, is Blackbird racist? I don't think so. Bob, have seen or heard of a site called spinquark.com? Read the link called Welcome to Social Government. Then please share your thoughts. Thanks. From Derek. Bob, is accepting a bribe a crime? Who took the money? Well, inquiring minds want to know. Now, the RNC is really getting geared up for 2020 well in advance. We'll get a little preview of some of the things that are going on when we come back with hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show here on a hot and steamy Monday on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.